From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The climate is changing, and with that is coming more intense natural disasters, flooding, wildfires. This has some communities thinking hard about new development. Why build if it's going to get burned down or submerged? Bastrop, Texas, is a small city that has seen rapid growth, but city officials there have flat out halted any new construction. The city wants to use this pause to update its regulations to try and prevent future damage. From KUT News in Austin, Saida Hassan reports.
On a Friday afternoon, cars wind through the streets of downtown Bastrop, Texas, less than an hour outside Austin. Pedestrians visit nearby boutiques and restaurants. In recent years, the rural community with a population of about 8,800 has seen rapid growth.
We have two apartment complexes that are under construction. We have several new homes that are being built behind Walmart in a new subdivision called Pecan Park.
That's Bastrop Mayor Connie Schrader. She says the community has also seen four FEMA-declared disasters in the past 3 years. That includes a wildfire, flooding, and damage from Hurricane Harvey. Consultants hired by the city have proposed tens of millions of dollars in infrastructure improvements to minimize future damage. There are updated floodplain maps. Schrader says they offer an opportunity to plan better. In perhaps the biggest move, the Bastrop City Council recently voted to stop issuing new development permits for 90 days. The city plans to use this time to revamp regulations.
Sometimes you can't change the tire on the car when it's moving. You have to stop the car.
Schrader doesn't expect the moratorium to have any negative economic impact. The ordinance makes some exceptions. Communities around the country have used development moratoriums for a variety of reasons. Cities in Utah and Colorado temporarily paused development on big box stores. The Bastrop moratorium came as a surprise for some developers. David Glenn is with the Home Builders Association of Greater Austin.
We're being bombarded with questions. We don't have the answers because we hadn't had that communication with the city leading into it.
Glenn says delays in permitting could result in higher home prices.
Hi, how are you?
I met Becky Womble at her office in downtown. She's president of the Bastrop Chamber of Commerce. Womble says many local business owners are supportive of anything that could prevent disastrous flooding.
We need to make sure that we're not adversely affected by, future storms that come our way, whether it's a Hurricane Harvey or just, a heavy downpour.
The moratorium is in place through mid-November, though it could be extended. In Austin, I'm Saida Hassan for Marketplace.